Welcome back, everybody. We're going into hour number three of roleplay balance of power, light side, and big sarcastic quotation marks because you have some prisoners to debrief.
We haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, first the floor and then the stick after.
Yeah, you're having this interrogation right outside the entrance to, I don't know, a garbage compactor. So we're in like a plain concrete room. You said you separated the ISB operatives from one another. So yeah, you're in a room. There's one of them. He's restrained. I assume you have them like tied to a chair or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think we see the door slide open, and who's coming in to interrogate this guy?
Well, I think because I'm gonna try and go the like good cop, bad cop route and start off being nice, I think I'll go in, and then if we need more enhanced interrogation techniques, we can switch it over to Zed or Gunner.
Sure. Okay. All right. So Cass, you come in,
I'm gonna try
and
and go be nice to him.
yeah, the dude doesn't
Nice.
he doesn't even acknowledge that you come into the room.
Yeah. Do you need something to drink?
He doesn't respond. He sort of
Silence.
like stares ahead.
Gotta be thirsty. It's been how many hours since you've even seen water? Been sitting in this room. It's hot. I know. I turned up the heat in here.
Yeah, he just
Nothing.
scowls a little bit and stares forward.
The cat distracted the shit out of me. It's like, what is he holding?
Was a Gary Benson.
Oh. Okay, so he's not responding.
Yeah, no.
Well, you got to work with me here because I'm trying to avoid my robot companion out there from turning you into little pieces. Or you might have seen what my other companion with the sword did to your friends back there at the shop. So you've got to work with me here. Otherwise, I'm going to leave and someone with a lot more attitude is going to come in here. Why don't you tell me about the tattoo on your arm?
He slowly like turns his head to look at you, he sneers. He's like, "Go to hell, rebel scum."
Yeah, I've heard that before. So why don't you tell me about the tattoo on your arm? Or do you want to act like a big tough guy? Because I can leave. I got better stuff to do, like sleeping or drinking.
He just goes back to like staring straight ahead, and his like nostrils flare a little bit. He just kind of like stares at the wall.
All right, Edge Lord. I just walk out and I like close the door behind me.
Okay.
Gunner, Zed, one of you's up because I tried being nice.
Yeah, I'll go in.
Okay.
Like munching, Gunner's like munching crackers as he walks.
What's up?
Cool.
Want some burritos?
Yeah,
Wiping your Cheeto fingers on his face.
so I walk in, and I walk in with my sword. But the second I get in there, I just sheath it, and I say, how do I get in touch with your commander?
And because you see his eyebrow like twitches slightly. And he kind of like, you can tell he's listening, but he doesn't look at you.
I think we can make a deal here that will result in far less casualties, but will result in a big win for the Empire.
He looks at the sword. It's sheathed, but he looks at it and then looks up at you and he
Nah,
says,
I'm not talking about you, your death. I don't even particularly care.
he's like, "Prevent casualties? Why would you think that's what I want?"
We have a lot more guys here. We have a lot of you are just gonna go through you one by one. We know what you're up to.
Every single one of us is happy to die for the Empire.
Yeah, but You know, what if you could die for a greater cause? You know, down the line, maybe something else will come up.
Yeah, he looks at you as if, like, you've just said something in a foreign language. He says, there's no greater cause than the glory of the empire.
Sigh really hard. You know, there's other ways that you can hurt the New Republic. And yeah, they can involve death. They can. They can involve more casualties than this one.
He kind of looks at you and he says, he says, if you're going to kill me, you might as well get on with it.
She's so fucking stupid. who are you talking to? Who's your guy? I want to talk to him. I want to set something up with him.
Shakes his head. He's like, we don't deal with rebel scum like you.
I don't. Gunnar loses all interest and walks out.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you come out and you know, Zed and Kestrel are in the hallway outside.
What do you say?
You know, I told him if he didn't give us the information, I'd cut his head off, and he didn't really seem to budge.
Yeah, I don't think they actually care too much for their own lives or anyone else's, so we're gonna have to figure out some way to persuade them to talk to us. But if their goal here, you know, since we already know that they're the D-Stab unit, if their goal here is to create chaos and they don't care about how many lives are taken or who's hurt in the process, how do we, you know, how do we get through to them?
What is the, because you said there was a lot of chatter going on about La Yure, the casino, town. How do you say that?
Which?
La Yure.
La Yure. Yeah. That's the name of the city. Yep.
Okay. You said there was a lot of chatter going on around that, about that.
About the whole planet, but yeah, about that, particularly on Imperial channels.
Okay, what is the information? Like,
I mean, you can access some of that stuff directly if you want. If you want to try to like pick through it yourself and pull some intelligence, they're still processing it at High Command. So if you want to just plug in, you're welcome to have done so.
Cool, I would love to do that.
Okay, yeah, let's make a computer roll. Yeah, make a computer roll. Difficulty 3. Because it's a lot of info to dig through. You don't have like a dedicated intelligence deconstruction protocol running.
You bet. 3. Okay. And computers, here we go.
Oh, shit. All right. So same result as before. You don't get a success. Take the strain. You don't get a success, but you do have that triumph. So I can give you something like vital, but not directly related to your current situation, if you want. Some other piece of information that may or may not prove. Okay, so you...
Do we know if Rin is a part of these guys with the tattoos?
You don't know that yet, yeah.
Okay.
May or may not be.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the deal here, you figure out... something has shifted, right? Like the ISB, whatever their operations are on this planet, the time... You hear, like, at some point the phrase, like, the timetable is being advanced... and you hear something about Operation Gundark, and how it's being greenlit ahead of schedule. And I think something, whatever Operation Gundark is, they're going to be initiating it in about 28 galactic standard hours from now. So not helpful for you in the current moment with these guys, but whatever Operation Gundark is, you got a day and a bit before it happens.
Okay.
I want to go and talk to one of the other captives.
Okay, sure. Yeah, there's another dude and a woman.
Okay. I'll go talk to the woman, I guess.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so you walk into her cell. She's awake and just kind of like staring at the wall. She turns her head and looks over when you come in.
Yeah. I sit down across from her and I just look her straight in the eye. We know what you're here for. We know that you're with the D-Stab unit. We know about Operation Gundark. and our friend in the next room, your friend, already told us about their suspicions about your allegiances. What do you have to say?
The only part of that that gets any reaction is when you say Operation Gundark. She kind of like looks like she, there's a micro facial expression of like surprise that then she just like pushes down, but you, mm-hmm. you catch it on her face.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say?
She doesn't, she shakes her head. She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you know, we've already figured out, thanks to your friend again next door. He's so chatty. Told us about your instabilities. Told us about their questioning your dedication to your cause. Either we can keep this under wraps and I won't report you when we get in touch with your commanding officer. Because, you know, it sounds like your friends are going to turn you in for being unloyal.
Why don't you make a make a deception roll against this operative here?
What's the difficulty?
Difficulty is going to be one red and one purple.
Okay.
Yeah, one red, one purple. Oh dear. All right. Well, it's the opposite of all the triumphs you've been getting. So you don't get any successes because it's canceled out by the despair. So I think, I know what happens. So you're like sitting across from her and you're like, we're going to turn you in for being disloyal. You see her like grit her teeth. Like there's some like stress, like a moment where like she like her face hardens, she like grits her teeth and you hear like just a faint like cracking sound. And then she just breathes out and you smell this like acrid scent in here all of a sudden. She just goes like and just goes and like blows in your face. And suddenly like your eyes tear up and you can feel like you're you can't breathe, like you're trying to breathe and your like throat is swelling up. I need you to make a roll.
Did I hurt you personally?
Yes.
No. I thought it was going to be a suicide pill, but she's blowing shit in my face now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. All the right. Tooth. Remember the tooth. All right. So
yeah, good job.
So make a resilience roll.
Okay.
Cuz that's resist toxins. And I think let me just take a look here. The difficulty is, let's say two. Let's say it's average.
Okay. Let me look real quick. I don't think I have anything that'll help with this, but I just want to look.
No. I mean, you can spend a destiny point to get an upgrade if you want.
We only have one. I don't know if this is going to kill me or if it just will suck for a while.
It'd be a real dick move. I was like, oh, you failed, you're dead.
Yeah. I'm not going to use it since it's only two. I'm just going to go for it.
So, okay, well, before you roll, hold on. I'm going to use one because I got lots. So put, it's two difficulty, like two purple, but put an upgrade on the difficulty side.
Got it. You know, I have faith in myself and my abilities.
Okay. Here you go. All right. Hey. So you'll take some strain, but you're not suffocating. You weren't close enough to get the full effect of it. Take one strain from the roll, and then just another base three from the toxin. But it doesn't cause any wounds or anything. You manage to like throw yourself back. But she
sorry, with my soak, what do I get then?
No, your soak doesn't affect it. It's cool. Like four strain total.
Okay.
You manage to like push yourself back. The chair squeaks across the floor. And she obviously takes the full effect of the toxin. And is like suffocating. You can see her like trying to breathe. And
all right. Yeah. So I just stand up and I look down at her. I say, "Well, you played yourself," and I just walk out.
Wow, cold. All right, yeah. So she suffocates, dies in the chair as intended.
We still have two left.
Okay. Yeah, you broke one, but you got two left.
If I may, Sergeant.
Oh, what's up, Zed? I mean, I'm still like coughing, aren't I? Because it like kind of inhaled.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
First of all, I'm glad to see that you're still alive.
Barely. But
since that prisoner is dead, I might have a way to use it, her.
This isn't anything weird, is it, Zed?
Gonna like put a stick in her and like wave her around to the guy.
Yeah.
We should surrender.
I don't understand your meaning of weird. What I was suggesting was that we take the corpse and disfigure it and show the other prisoners what lies in store for them.
Well, my immediate concern is that if she had that, like, tooth thing, whatever it is, the other two definitely have it as well.
I really doubt it would affect me.
Right, but they'll still die. So we need some way to prevent them from breaking that, because then we won't, I mean, they'll just kill themselves and we won't get anything out of them at all. Is there a way for you to, can we get to that before they?
I can extract their teeth.
I don't think you need to extract.
If I could smile, I would have smiled then.
Just one fake tooth, not all of their teeth. Oh, God, Zed, what am I going to do with you?
Why not be sure, Sergeant?
Because it's cruel and unusual punishment. Whatever you need to do. I don't care.
So the three of you are having this conversation just like out in the hallway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like right outside of their rooms or whatever. Not so that they can hear us.
Yeah, but sure.
There must be some reason they haven't all activated their tooth yet.
True. She, so she finally did when I pressed her, and I was trying to lie to her and tell her that her compatriots were going to turn her in for being disloyal. And that's when she tried to kill me. But she did seem to recognize the name Operation Gundark, but she didn't try and kill herself until after I had already, you know, pressed her more. We need some way to prevent them from killing themselves.
Is there a way that we can knock them out and implant them with a chip and then monitor them?
Well, we couldn't knock them out to remove the tooth then, because they wouldn't be able to get to it fast enough if they were stunned. Can we just like open the door and then like point blank with them? No words, just stun them.
So you can like walk around the back of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They are tied to the chair. Do we want to try that and then just take their, you were saying to release them with a GPS chip?
Yeah, just maybe they would go back to their base.
Okay.
I mean, they're fueling up for something. Something big is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get ahead of this. Tara is still out, right?
Yep, Tara's snoozing away.
Okay. Meanwhile, his team is just going rogue and killing these people. Okay.
You didn't kill him.
I'm gonna go. Let's go to the one who we've already talked to, since we know he doesn't want to talk to us. I'm gonna try and stun him, I guess. Do I need to it's point blank. Do we need to roll for it?
No. But when you go to the room, right? You open the door. You notice that instead of sitting straight up staring at the wall, his like head is slumped down.
Oh, great.
And there's like a line of like drool kind of like dripping off of his bottom lip.
So he already is he dead?
The room has a faint acrid smell in it.
Oh great. Okay. Well, and I just close the door. I'm like, that one's gone. Can we go check on the other one? Is there a window that I can just look through?
Both of them are dead.
They're already dead?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, both of them use their pill.
All right.
And are all corpsified now.
Okay. I just yell at some random droid passing by that's not Zed. Go clean up these
Zed bodies. Is the only random droid you've got.
Oh, I thought we were on a base, dude.
You've got like a little facility, but you don't have like a butlertron to do your bidding.
You can order me to do that.
Dispose of these bodies.
Can we get any information off of them at this? I mean, now we're not worried about them dying.
I mean, they've been processed, so you like have their fingerprints and have sent those back to high command. Whatever they can search they can be searching the database, but the individual details of these guys is probably going to be sort of irrelevant, right? You're going to find out like they were stormtroopers and they weren't chosen for personal reasons. They're just assigned.
Yeah, but we can't get any like information about Gundark from them at all.
No, because they're dead.
Do you have a tattoo gun attachment, Zed?
Do I have a what attachment?
Tattoo gun. Yeah, just like right. Just put the symbol on ourselves and go fit in. Be like, hey, fellow Harris.
Ooh, tattoo gun.
that's totally all it takes. Just get a tattoo and show and be like, what's up, buds? I love the Empire. Let's hang out.
I relay all the information that I've received about Operation Gundark. That's like one of the I contact the command. I tell them Operation Gundark, tell them the timetable has moved up, tell them that we have no idea what this is. All three of our
DSTAP agents have taken their own lives. They are highly motivated and afraid of nothing.
So when you connect with High Command, one of General Kraken's staff brings you up a feed of some of the information that they've been pulling together. You see the Triple Nova casino, but it looks like it's been like bombed or something. There's a bunch of like broken, like the top floor has like smoke coming off of it and it's all damaged. There's like police vehicles all around the base of it, like rubble on the ground from the damage. And there's news reports coming up in the feed, and you're getting it all at once because you're a droid. You can process all this stuff. There's news report in the feed from Lair that a member of the Tunde Regime Council has been kidnapped. The owner of the Triple Nova, there was a terrorist attack and he was kidnapped. The police are like looking for him right now. And
is there like a faint sound of a whale crying out somewhere?
Yeah. There's an interview you see on TV of like his wife, who's also a Herglick. They're like whale people. They look like big like orca people. And she's like holding her little baby, like Herglick, and she's like crying and talking to a newscaster. That's part of the feed you're getting. And as a result of whatever that is, like the Operation Gundark, like that, they count the number of times it comes up in the intelligence feed, spiked suddenly. So whatever happened at the casino has pushed Operation Gundark ahead. And they've got a timer running based on the information that they've got. So you know, you're given new orders. Actually, you're patched through to General Kraken. But before that happens, they ask assemble your team, get your commanding officer ready, and contact us. We have new orders for you. But you got to wait until Tara's up and running.
We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to need time to rest. He's pretty messed up. Someone else can make a medicine check to try to bring him back if you want.
Can we hire someone who's like, you know, in the medicine field? We are in the back to capital.
If you, I mean, you can take him to a local like medical facility. That's totally something.
Well, I'd rather go there and bring them to us.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need a Bacta tank. But that's no problem. You can go and get a doctor.
Okay. I go to a nearest medical facility and inform them that we have a friend who was hit by stun blasters and we need to bring him around as safely, but as quickly as possible.
Okay. Are you going to pull, pull rank and be like, hey, we work for the, New Republic intelligence, or are you going to just, be like, this is a person that got hurt?
Do I feel like that would be a better way to go about it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Like you could just go into a hospital and be like, I need somebody right now. Here's my credentials. Okay.
Yep.
Sure. So you find someone at a nearby like a medical facility and bring them back to the base. Mm-hmm. I will roll some dice to see if they can help you recover. They're a doctor. This is the only thing that they do. They're going to bring a med kit. Okay. So if I can get, if this roll gets three, or no, I just need two, I guess. Enough to bring you back to your threshold for advantage. You want to spend a destiny point to upgrade? Yeah, you only need one advantage. I'm rolling three yellows and a blue, so.
Three yellows and a blue?
Yeah.
And we need how many advantage?
You just need one.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
So, yeah, you feel great, man. So the advantage, you get three strain back. And then for that triumph, let's take a look at if I can give you any more strain back with that.
As I slowly come out of consciousness, you can kind of see me like having a nightmare. And I'm kind of like, no, we didn't know they were trash compactors.
All right. So here's what we're going to do with that triumph. The doctor gives you like it treats you and you recover, and that triumph, you're like, you're feeling good. That triumph, you can bank it and you can get one free upgrade on your next action, Talra. So whatever the next thing you do, remember to take an upgrade on it.
Can do.
So you wake up feeling good, strained, like you're still pretty like close to getting knocked out again. But yeah, you come to, you're in the base. The situation has changed completely. There's no Wookiees around. You're not being attacked by stormtroopers. You're just there with Zed and Kestrel and Gunner and this, I think he's a Mon Calamari, this like doctor. You wake up, he's got a big fishy face close to yours. And he's like, there, boy. And he pats you on the shoulders, flippery hand. It's like, everything's going to be all right now. You just rest. And kind of like pats your head. And he turns around to Zed and he's like, I think your friend's going to be just fine. And he takes a little like little card out of his pocket and he hands it to you. And he says, if there's anything else that you need, you can just let me know. My office is just down the street. And he looks around and he says, this is Ed, you were the one talking to him. He says to the whole room, he's like, and can I just say how thankful I am for all of your sacrifices in ridding us of the Empire? He nods and he's kind of gathering up his things. He says, it's the dawn of a new era for the Republic. Getting his bag together and kind of puts his coat on and he says, anything that I can do to help, anything at all. And unless there's anything you need from him now, he heads out.
Thank you,
Doctor. Gotta give him a nod. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you do for the New Republic, Doc?
He stops and he like looks over you and he's like, I don't understand the question.
You enable us to go back out there and kill more?
Well, no. I mean, it's a war, isn't it? Casualties are an inevitability. It's my job to save lives. And what people do with them once I'm done is up to them entirely.
Okay, this doctor is talking an awful lot. And he's really kissing ass right now. So can I, like, make it, like, I don't know, what is the versus deception?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be able to, like, I think it's just a perception check against his, like, normal deception abilities if he's trying to lie to you.
Okay.
Make a perception. Difficulty is just going to be two purple.
Okay. He's super chummy.
I get it because he's a fish. Okay. All right. So if he is lying to you, you can't tell. You can't read his dead trout eyes.
Right. Right.
He's just kind of like, no, hard to get a read on him.
If an enemy soldier came in here, would you patch them up?
He nods. Well, of course. Life has no politics, you see, and I would be remiss even if he were to be a personal enemy of mine. I would have given him as much attention as I did your Bothan friend there.
Just kind of look at him. That's all.
Yeah, he nods and he says, "May the force be with you," and walks out of the base.
Fucking this guy, fucking guy.
All right. So, Tara, I assume the team gives Tara the rundown on what happened. Operation Gundark and the ISB and all that stuff. Okay.
Yep. Given, right. I did brief him. I just don't like do it. If I look at his business card, is it just like a playing card? And I'm like, fuck.
No, it's just like it's a card for the clinic that he works at. Gotcha. It's not even like a personal card for him, but it has a comms frequency on it that you can use to contact him.
Cool. Okay.
So after hearing everything, I'm kind of collecting my thoughts and sitting there, you know, rubbing the back of my neck. I still have a little headache, and I look at Zed and I kind of go,
so what's our current mission? What's the directive?
We have new orders awaiting, Commander. We were just waiting for you to come round. I can contact them immediately if that's what you wish.
So Tara kind of slowly nods and does like a big stretch. He is definitely still sore and not feeling well. And he goes,
let's get started.
Contact General Kraken.
General Kraken. Ooh.
Yep.
No, that's right. All right. So, yeah. So you all gather in the comms room and, get on the horn with the general.
Work to Orson.
And, yeah. And so, your little 180 hologram flickers into place. And, you see, General Iron Kraken. He's a longtime member of the Alliance military. He's been moved into intelligence, since the, Battle of Endor, and he looks like he's had a busy day. He's looking kind of tired. And when he comes up, you two recognize each other, Tara. Like you've never spoken before, but you know each other by reputation. He looks to you and he says, good evening, Commander. It's good to see you up on your feet.
I just kind of quickly nod.
I have an intelligence download from your droid there. Seems like you've had a busy day too. What's the status of the prisoners? Did you get anything from them?
My team got as much as they could before they removed themselves.
He nods. It's like self-destruction, typical Imperial Security Bureau tactic. Sorry, I couldn't warn you about that. Things have been a little hectic of late. So let's talk Gundark. Now, we're not sure the details, but we do know that this comes straight from Imperial High Command. The Navy's starting to move. I have a feeling you're going to have Star Destroyers breathing down your neck before you have a chance to do much about it. At this point, it's a foregone conclusion. We're not quite ready to give Abrogato Ray up yet. We have some cruisers in system that are headed your way, but it may be too little too late. We're talking evacuation plans. How mobile are you? Can you get your team on the ground? And he kind of like looks around at the rest of the team, just kind of like taking stock, but he wants you to let him know kind of like where you're at.
We can deploy as needed as quickly as you need us to. A little battered up, but we can get done what you need.
You know, that's good to hear. So here's how it is. We've got teams in layer. Things are bad there, but that's not your problem. What your problem is going to be is dealing with things in the starport. We have some important diplomats on planet, people we can't lose even if Abrogato Ray goes under. We need you to take care of them. If the Empire really is pulling the plug and planning a full-scale assault, this is when they're going to start blowing up buildings and trying to assassinate us. You're going to need to be very, very careful. I'm talking anyone outside the base, anyone suspicious, you need to be extra careful about who you deal with right now. The Empire could have operatives anywhere. And not just humans either. We're talking, like, I don't want to make you paranoid, but just keep it in the family, all right?
We'll do everything we can. Send us what you have, and we'll be done everything that we can on this side.
He nods. You should be receiving some information now. And I think that you can see on the screen, the display screen next to it, starting to like fill with information. There's a dossier on a member of the council. This is the Abrogato Ray Minister of Defense. And you see a little hologram of another Herglick. This one's wearing like a kind of military looking like suit. And he says, we need you to find him first and escort him to his ship. We need to get him off world. He knows too much to let him fall into the Empire's hands. He should be, and you see another like a map come up of the city. And Zed, you've seen this map a bunch of times. You know, he should be here, and it brings up the like council building. He says we brought him there as soon as we started hearing the buzz, but we've lost contact with them. We think that their equipment might have been sabotaged. We need you to go and get him, retrieve him safely, and take him to the starport. We've got a ship waiting to take him off world.
Understood, Commander.
Yeah, and so you're fed all the relevant mission details, like where the ship is, like what port it's in, like command codes, all of that stuff pops up on the screen.
Perfect. So at that point, I think, is that when the connection pretty much closes down?
Nope. If you have anything else that you need to say, there's an opportunity.
Okay. So I kind of look around at the team.
Do we have any more questions before we begin?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
So I look kind of back up and I say,
we'll do everything we can. We'll get started immediately.
All right. Commander. Yeah. He nods and he gives you a salute and then crackle disappears.
We still have all the Republic troops under command, do we not?
We've got 12.
So Adam, yeah, they're all still with us, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You still have your unit.
Okay. Great. Perfect. So, I mean, considering that's this is out
24, by the way, we have 24.
Yeah, I got 24.
Okay.
Cool.
So at this point, we may want to do do a little bit of reconnaissance before we just run in, although we do need to secure this guy as fast as possible. So we may just want to head right over to the area. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't think we have time. You know, cuz we don't did you give us a new timeline on the Gundark, or do we just know it's like
according to your original timeline, given the amount of time that's passed, Gundark is a go in about 27 hours.
Yeah, that's not a lot of time. Because so, we need to secure this dude and get off the planet, right? Because they're already going to be planning evacuation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The New Republic in like other cities and across like the starport are starting, like other teams are activating to start like getting resources off the planet. This is where we see like, you know, we like cut to like the Republic embassy, and there's people like feeding stuff into like a compactor to destroy it, sensitive documents, that kind of thing.
Stormtroopers.
Yeah, right. So you see someone chucking, just jamming a stormtrooper boot into the garbage.
What was the name of the was it a diplomat?
Yeah, the diplomat. He's a he's the Minister of Defense. Let's see if I can find a Herglick name generator.
And while we're on that topic, Adam, what does this place look like we're heading to? So we have an idea of the location. Have any of us been there before? Is this like on a busy road or in a cul-de-sac? Like how are we looking?
Like where your base is, or like what?
Where we're heading to.
Like, oh, okay.
We're going to be securing this diplomat.
So there's essentially like a government building where they hold meetings, and there's probably like a courtroom and stuff there. And that's where this guy would have been staying, and they probably have some kind of like bunker or something like that to like hide in.
Is there any advantage splitting up when we go in, like two different vehicles, 12 and two in each one, or is there only like one road to this place?
It's out in the middle of a like kind of an open area. There's like a bit of like a park out front. It's pretty clear to approach from any direction.
Okay.
Let's see, what should we name this guy? His name is Galen Mir, G-A-L-E-N-M-I-R, Galen Mir. He's the Minister of Defense for the Tunde regime and has been kind of like the main liaison between the Republic Army and the planet.
Okay, so our current mission is get Galen Mir, Minister of Defense, off Brigada Ray.
Yeah, go get that guy and get him safely to the shuttle, and then yeah, make sure he doesn't get killed in the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
Cool.
So at this point, I don't unless anything has a different idea, I say we load up. We could take one vehicle if we can fit one. What are our options for transportation, Adam?
I mean, it's too far to walk, but you could probably get an Uber. It's kind of expensive, though.
Is Lyft any better in this area?
I got a Lyft coupon. They're just handing them out. They're 50% off my first ride. So if we want to do that,
look, I'll go halfsies, but I'm not paying.
Listen,
for
Public transit is fine. You don't have enough bikes for everybody though, so it's, you know, you're gonna have to take a vehicle.
Would it be to walk there?
An hour or so. Yeah.
Okay. We only have like a day to deal with all this, so we don't.
Yeah.
We want to get there fast.
Like late afternoon,
as fast as possible.
It's late afternoon now.
We have a van.
You have your APC. You have your Republic troop transport that can carry all of you and all 24 of the troops if you need. But it's real obvious. It's like a Hummer, like a military Hummer, rolling down the street. It's not the subtle approach, but it'll carry everybody.
But we have that black van too.
Yes, you also have the commandeered Imperial intelligence van.
How many people could fit in that?
There's like bench seating in the back plus the three in the front. You could like a dozen, maybe if you squish in 10 more like safely.
And all of us?
Like 10 total, including like you and six more in that van.
So but you're the two, six units if we all went in the van.
Yeah, if y'all go in the black van. Yeah.
I mean, that's, what do you guys think? That's pretty doable. We probably don't want to take the APC unit because that may attract attention, especially if they're evacuating. But if we go in with the van, we could get in and out before they're even know we're there, potentially. Probably not, maybe. But...
I mean, four of us plus five, like, troopers, I guess, is... I mean, we don't know what the security is going to be like at all.
Hopefully there won't be any security. I mean, we're going to a friendly area, so...
I want to try.
The only issue would be if we actually intercept somebody who's going after this guy.
Yeah.
I want a trailer lead on a bike.
Yeah. You don't actually have a bike, but you could like commandeer a speeder bike, I guess, if you wanted to from somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll drive the van. But yeah, I guess if we're not like super concerned about being attacked or whatever right now, we think, you know, we could just take the van and then Gunner can go solo on a speeder.
Sure.
Cool. All right. I'm down.
Let's do that.
Question.
Yes.
Do we need to be clandestine about this? Do we need to keep our presence secret?
Yeah, we're not trying to attract a lot of attention because we need to get out. We need to get him and get out. Why do you ask?
Because if we requisition a larger vehicle, we can take all of the troops.
Right, but that would blow our cover.
We could inadvertently attract attention we wouldn't normally have to deal with by taking a larger crew.
Affirmative. Right.
Where are we taking, we want to get this guy and take him to somewhere, where are we taking it? Where's the end goal?
So looking at your map of the area, there's like a safe route that's been pre-programmed for you along like back roads and stuff. So you need to get to the essentially the Capitol building, pick up the defense minister, get him safely to this starport. It's about an hour's drive away from the building. Once you get to that port, yeah, there's going to be a military shuttle waiting for you. You got to get him on the shuttle.
Okay. I think that we should take the van. But I think we should also have the APC with the rest of our guys, or as many as it'll fit, to go like as an escort. You know, like, because we can go and get him, but my fear is that people never plan. People plan the heist, but they don't plan the escape as well. You know, so like I want to. He said it was it's going to be an hour from his place to the spaceport. Which is a long drive, so I don't want to get caught unawares.
An hour there and an hour to get out.
Okay.
An hour walking, sorry.
Yeah, we can drive there a lot faster. So I think we'll just, how about we do this, Commander? What if we send the APC ahead and then, like, ahead of us, not to his house, we'll go to his house with the van separately, but we send the APC ahead to the route that we've got pre-programmed here, and then we'll go in the van, grab... Galen Mir, put him in the van, and then meet up with the APC and drive to the spaceport. Like, they can just go, like, you know, two or three blocks away, and we can just meet up with them.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right.
So you're gonna head for the government building?
Yeah, I think, are we going to put all the three of us in the van as well then? Yeah, because we're just...
We can do three of us and six soldiers in the van, and then we can put all the rest of the soldiers in the APC, and Gunner can do his thing on his speeder.
And we need a seat for Galen Mir as well, so...
Yeah,
and... It's only going to be three of us plus the six soldiers. It seats 10, right? Right?
Yeah, Herglick are big, though. Like, he's going to need two seats.
Oh, okay, then we'll do five soldiers.
Okay.
Five soldiers with us and 17 on the... No, oh, God, I'm trying to math.
Take your time. Well,
the APC only fits 12, right?
Oh, I thought the APC 14.
Could carry... No, the APC can carry everybody. Yeah, you're okay.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay, I thought it was 14.
Never mind. Yeah. It's so cool. Five will work. Yeah. We have 24 total. Five will go with us. 19.
So 19 and the other one.
Okay.
I kind of... So... How do you say it? We're going to the starport last?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do we expect to find there?
It's supposed to be like an airport, so...
Yeah, a shuttle off world for our defense minister.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of... I want to go there alone.
Okay, you want to go to the spaceport?
Yeah.
So you're just going to go straight there and you're not going to stop at all to help with the dude or the whole route along the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, so Gunner, I guess, tells us that... Are you going to tell us that you're going to do that, or are you just going to do it?
While we're mapping out the route, you know, we're talking about, like, I'm going to follow you or I'm going to lead, I guess I just get kind of quiet and distant. And I say, I'm going straight to the starport.
What if we need you?
Maybe I'll feel it. Maybe I'll come back.
What? That's not how the Force works. What? What if we run into combatants along the way? You're just going to be an hour's ride away?
I feel like this isn't going to be as straightforward as we think it's going to be.
Exactly. So why are we splitting up our group?
Tower slowly steps back from the situation with his hands up.
good leadership, Talra. Oh, they're fighting? Never mind. It's cool.
You think you're better off alone and you're just gonna leave the three of us?
I don't think you guys need my help right now.
I mean, we might not need your help right now, but we might need your help after we pick up Galen Mir. What if we get attacked?
What if there are people at the starport right now that are trying to leave, and this is our only chance to intercept them?
What people?
Anyone.
You're going to stop anyone from leaving the planet by going to the spaceport by yourself?
Just have a feeling that if we have a day to go, that there are already people from the mission that are maybe grouping there, or I can't really explain it. I just have a feeling that I should get there as fast as possible.
Okay. And I just turn to the commander and, like, you're in charge. This is your call. It seems weird to me to have the group split up. We've got the APC with all the guys with us. We're going to pick up Galen Mir. I don't think it's smart. Like, I think we should handle the situation as a group, and then if we run into people along the way or when we get to the spaceport, we'll have our, you know, troops to help us. But I don't, this doesn't make sense to me.
At this point, Tower steps up and kind of looks Gunner kind of right in the eyes. And, you know,
Gunner, you're here on a mission and you're here to assist us. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that.
Do you understand how the actions you're planning to do won't facilitate helping us?
Yeah, just be ahead of the van, don't worry.
So, Tower kind of starts looking to the left and right, kind of looking at each side, like something very odd is going on here. And he kind of turns around and looks at the rest of the team.
I'm not really sure what's going on with him. I'm not convinced he's going to be able to help us right now.
No. And then, like, I kind of turn my back to Gunner. And just quietly to Tara, Remember when you asked me if this was something I could work with? And I said that I'm just along for the ride. I don't think I can work with this anymore. I don't trust it. And then I just kind of like walk away from Gunner toward the van to get prepped.
Sure.
Commander.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't understand why you couldn't just order him to do what you want. We are soldiers, after all.
He's been ordered. He knows exactly what he needs to do. It's the issue is that he's not doing what he knows he needs to do.
Affirmative, Commander.
So I kind of look at Gunner again, kind of lock eyes one more time, and just kind of shake my head a little bit and turn around and head back into the troop transport with Kes.
Okay. All right, so the three of Kes, Tara, and Zed, you prepare the Imperial van for transport, load it up with some guys. The dudes get all their weapons, do weapons checks. Do you hold any kind of like meeting or anything, Tara, with the troops? Like, do we get a scene of you kind of like instilling the mission in them, or are you just like, follow me and do what I say?
Pretty much everything is pretty brief, and I kind of just do a quick check across both team leads, you know, make sure that we've established a leader on the other side, that he knows everything, has the mission parameters in mind, that we're all connected and everything, verified comms, no kind of grandstanding or anything of that nature. But I do kind of make sure to go over everything with Kestrel and Zed before, while we're in the plane and en route and everything.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a, I guess that all kind of gets montaged as like a scene in the briefing room, everybody sitting around, like assembling their weapons while you talk to the various teams. The map is up on the wall. And then everybody heads out, splits off into their various vehicles. Gunner, you have access to like a speeder bike, and you want to go to the starport?
Yeah. How does, the guy we're picking up, could you draw what the route looks like? Is it like a triangle or something from his place, the starport, and where we are?
Yeah, that's a good way of thinking of it. So, like, let me make a new page, drag everybody over there. So, yeah, if you think about the city in like very general terms, you know, you got your like base here, right? And this is it's all city everywhere. And then the starport would be kind of like on the outskirts over here, on the sort of far left there. And then the government building would be like up here. So the plan is you get to the government building kind of however you want, right? You can just go there. And then to get to the starport, you know, you're going to be going like through a bunch of different sort of safe routes to get there. Now you can just go directly there, but the intelligence team has been like, no, don't do that. That's going to be dangerous. It's a great place for someone to like pick you off with a rocket launcher from a rooftop. It's intentionally chosen as a route to like keep you safe and keep the vehicle safe. Now, if you want to go to the starport from where you're at, same deal. You can just go straight there from where you are.
And it's just as sketchy.
I mean, the thing is like you alone on a speeder bike, like it's not like, full on civil war has broken out yet, but it's also, you don't have a lot of intelligence on the movements of any of the Imperial troops that are on the planet or even how many there are. Yeah. You can get there expediently or you can get there stealthily. It's up to you.
I don't know if I can draw. I'm gonna go like this.
Okay. So you're going to follow the route partway and then cut off and head towards the vehicle. And do you wait to go with the van when you do that?
No, I'm going to go now.
Go now? Okay. All right, cool. So you get a bit of a head start and head in that direction. Cool. Okay. So we'll catch up with you in a second. So everybody else you get all ready, get your weapons together. Get in the vehicles. And what's the tower? What's the plan here for, like, is it just going to be you guys in the front and the APC behind you, or are you going separately, or?
So I think we're going mostly with the idea that Kestrel was thinking, where the APC would be kind of drawing any, you know, issues that we may have been concerned of using it while we kind of slip in under the radar and grab the guy and get out. So sure. I'm thinking most likely the APC will go a lot slower than ours, maybe like half speed or so, while we kind of zip in under it. So we'll get there first and hopefully have the guy secured and out before the APC even very overtly arrives.
Okay, sure. All right. Sorry, go ahead.
I thought the plan was to have the APC wait like right here, like outside of the...
Kester, what were you thinking?
Stop, pick it up, and then meet. Like we'd have the thing, the APC or whatever it was, wait right there, and then we'd meet it after we picked up the guy. So we'd like zoom past the APC, and that would follow us, like escort us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I must have misunderstood idea, a little bit. That works just as well. Absolutely. Yeah,
that totally makes sense.
We'll zoom in while it kind of sits a little bit before it. We'll grab everything and then kind of retreat with it.
Yep.
Okay, great. So, yeah, we see everybody load into the van and head off. And the route there, I think the whole prep process or whatever, getting ready, planning, having everybody get their gear together, that whole thing takes an hour. So Operation Gundark, you know, T-minus 26 hours. But you get there without any trouble. We just get the wipe of you, the scene of you leaving. We wipe to the scene of you arriving. And before we go to our break, what we see outside, so the building that you're headed to is actually a collection of buildings. It's a big like courtroom building, and it's got a bunch of other governmental offices, and it's got a big green lawn out front and then like a fence or a wall around it, like a metal fence. And at the road entrance, the main road entrance coming up, you see that the gate has been closed, and there's a bunch of what look like protesters or something outside. So there's a group of maybe like 100, 150 people outside. They're all dressed in black, wearing red armbands. Some of them have some of them are carrying signs, like placards and signs. You can see even from a distance, we see like the Imperial gear on some of them. One of the signs says like Vader lives. Another one says like New Republic, no Republic. And they're all shouting, and there's a big noise outside. They're all human, like universally across the board. A bunch of human protesters outside shouting and making a lot of noise and blocking the main entrance as your van starts to approach. And I think that's what we see before we go to our last break of the day, is the protesters in the way. So we'll find out what that's all about when we get back. We got one more hour. Balance of Power, light side this week.
Time to kill some civilians.
Stick around. We'll be right back.